If you're getting ranked individually as a sixth grader, as you proceed into your high school days and college days, it just keeps this individualistic mindset on things. Where instead of playing for your team, you start playing for a ranking because that's what everyone talks about. And that's what our society is built about.
Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies, and conversations with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. Today, we've got part two of our interview with University of Wisconsin basketball player Brad Davison. Let's get going. This episode is presented by All Over Media, which provides advertising solutions on mobile billboards and convenience stores in 200 markets across the country. While at Maple Grove Senior High School in Minnesota, Brad Davison was nationally ranked and had 28 scholarship offers. Brad used to care about those rankings, but we're going to find out today why his perspective on that has completely changed. I know you're busy as a student athlete at a very good school, but given your success, how do you give back to the community still?
Yeah, we have an outreach program here called Badgers Give Back, which is an community outreach program for student athletes. And I try to be involved with that as much as I can, whether it's on the weekends or late at night after school. We visit hospitals, we visit elementary schools, try to do as much as we can. So they have a lot of different opportunities we have there. And then I love the platform that I've been given from being a student athlete here at Wisconsin. And what that has, you know, opened up a lot of doors and opportunities for me to speak at different FCA events or Athletes in Action events or benefit dinners. And so using that platform, you know, to spread the gospel and to have opportunities to share my own faith and my testimony with others is a huge way that I try to give back to the community as well.
And in the little time I've known you, I've seen you at least at three or four of those type of events. So I've had the good fortune of knowing you now for a few years. What were you ranked coming out of high school? And what did you think of being ranked?
Ranked out of high school. So in basketball, I was always top three, top five in the state. And then nationally ranking wise, I didn't break the top 100 till my last summer, my senior year. And as a high school kid, that was all too cool to me. And I definitely knew what I was ranked. I knew who was ahead of me. I knew who was around me. And you know, I think as a high school student, that is made out to be such a huge accomplishment and a huge status. And I think part of that is because kids are being ranked as fourth and fifth graders now, which I don't know necessarily how that works. But so I was very aware of it at that time in my life. Looking back at it now, there's a lot of things that don't need to be, those are some circumstances that can take your joy too, if you don't necessarily like where you're ranked or like who's ahead of you. But when I look at it now, my dad has a really good quote that he always tells me is, never take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from. And so when I look at my life, the people I would take advice from are, you know, my coaches, my teammates, my family. And outside of that, it's really just people who have expectations or criticism. You know, they're allowed to have that, but it doesn't necessarily mean it has to affect your perspective or your attitude or, most importantly, your joy that we talked about earlier. So that's a quote that I hold near and dear to my heart, which has really changed my perspective on the importance of rankings and comparing yourselves to others.
Obviously, you're a young man, but having seen the experiences of some of your teammates, some of your friends, what's one message you would have for youth parents out there today?
I would tell them exactly what my parents did for me, which was to never push sports on your kids, but always encourage, be supportive, and love on them in an unconditional way that's not based on performance. Because I think in the outside world, a lot of things are based on performance metrics these days and not necessarily on, you know, unconditional love, which is a principle of Christianity for me that is very near and dear to my heart. Love others because God first loved us. And so what I would say is to love on your kids regardless of how they perform. Don't push them into the gym, just encourage it and always be there. Because at the end of the day, no matter how we perform, the thing that's most important, even to this day for me, is looking up into the crowd, looking up into the stands and giving a wave and a salute to my mom and dad.
And what's a message you would try to share with kids who look up to you?
Yeah, for me, this one, it would be the importance of surrounding yourself with a community that builds you up. Because again, there's a lot of different choices that we have to make as kids these days. And I think one of the most important ones is who we surround ourselves with. Because there's a lot of different paths we can take. And when you surround yourself with the community of individuals that is pulling you in the right direction, it makes life a lot more enjoyable, and surround yourself with more joy. You create a lot more memories that way too. So when I look back at my high school career and into my college career, wins and losses fade, A's and B's fade, but the people and the memories and relationships, that's what lasts and what makes it all worthwhile.
Coaches have always said how much of a team player you are. How do you balance individual versus team goals?
You know, the mindset I've always had is if you take care of your team and if you think about your teammates before yourself, all the individual accolades and all the earthly desires, they kind of just take care of themselves. And so I try to block out as much selfish desires and human and flesh desires as I can. And truly try to focus on building up my teammates and focus on relationships, and that other stuff kind of takes care of itself. Because again, individual accolades kind of goes back to the quote that my dad tells me, don't take criticism from those you wouldn't take advice from, is you really shouldn't be chasing awards that, you know, humans are giving you. There's one of my favorite verses is from Galatians. Who are we performing? Are we seeking the approval of humans? Or are we seeking the approval of God? And so when I think about trying to seek the approval of God, he cares much more about relationships than he does about individual accolades. So that's kind of the mindset I try to keep and bring to the locker room and the gym every day.
Well, Brad, you've been tremendous. Thank you so much for taking the time, and all the best with your season.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Brad Davison. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review, and share with your friends. We'll drop a bonus episode later this week with Brad's father, Jim Davison, who's got lots of wisdom to share with us. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Winning Is Not Everything. Remember, youth sports is not about titles, trophies, and rankings. It's about character development, effort, and sportsmanship. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, and we'll see you next time.